We are going to gather around God's word just for a few moments this morning. And today is an all-age service, so it's always a little bit different when we do that. And we enjoy each other and we celebrate and we have fun. But one of the things we do is every time we gather around God's word. And so I want to ask you a question on this Father's Day. From the youngest to the oldest, have you ever felt the need to be somebody different? Have you ever felt the need to be somebody other than you are? Maybe not in a big dramatic way, maybe not in some kind of huge way of having to completely adjust everything, but maybe feeling like you need to be a little bit more confident than you really are in a moment. Can you relate to that? Maybe feeling like you need to be a little bit different with your friends, just so you don't, you know, you feel accepted and feel part of the group. Maybe you put on that, you know, I need to be funny, or I need to be calm, or I need to be a bit more together. Maybe on a Sunday morning, I need to present myself as being a little bit more together than the reality of how the morning has gone. Can anybody relate? And I wonder if what we end up doing is we start putting on what we think we need to be in life. And it's like we put on clothing that's kind of like what we need to be in life. So this is who I need to be. I need to be this kind of all-together person. I need to have life sorted. That's what it needs to be. And then we start thinking, well, I've got to put other things on as well. And I'm going to need to be like, I've got to be funny and cool. And this is going to take me a while. Yeah. Never think these things through. I'm just going to put one on. We put on what we think we need to be. And then we're like, right, I've got this all together. Life is good. I'm just going to, like, I'm sorted, okay? Yeah. Just with the one glove. And we think, this is who I need to be. This is what I've got to be like in order to get through life. I need to just put on all these versions of myself in order to be who I need to be in this moment. Oscar, would you come forward? Where's Oscar? He's going to be my helper this morning. Oscar is propping up the bar. Come forward for me, Oscar.
Because you see, this is my motorcycle gear, and it serves me as protection. But the trouble is, sometimes we can end up feeling like we need to put on something that isn't ours.
Oscar, do you want to wear my leather jacket?
You don't want to do it? No? Is there another young child that is willing to help? Somebody that's willing, that wants to wear a motorcycle helmet? You going to come and help? Yeah. Hey, round of applause. You going to put my jacket
on?
Pop it on. Oh, look at that.
Do you want the helmet as well?
Should we put the helmet on?
It
doesn't fit. Should we put the helmet on? Ready?
Hang on, the clip's in. Look, push it on. Oh!
Just fall over.
Will it go?
Should we see if we can get the helmet on? Oh! Hey! Well, what we can see from this is clearly none of this stuff fits. Does it fit? Does it fit you?
No.
Is it too big?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all too big. You see, what serves me as protection for somebody else when it doesn't fit becomes a problem. It's really heavy. What serves me as protection on the motorcycle can serve somebody else as a problem when we try and put on stuff that doesn't fit. So we're going to turn to the Bible and we're going to unpack a little bit just for a few moments this morning what I'm getting at this morning. And we're going to try and link in. So the sock theme does link in with what we're going to be speaking into. So if you've got a Bible, we're going to be in 1 Samuel 17, just about the next 10 minutes. Oh, sorry. And then we will continue our service. So let's just, if you've got a Bible, find 1 Samuel 17. It'll come up on the screen. But while we're doing that, let me just give you a little bit of context. At this moment in the story of God is we see God's people, the Israelites, are facing a threat. And they are facing a threat in an army called the Philistines. And part of the Philistine army is this huge giant of a man called Goliath. Some of you know this story. And Goliath has been challenging and confronting the Israel army while they've been stood there fighting. And David, the shepherd boy, he comes to bring food to his brothers. And he sees this giant is threatening the Israelite army. And he's shocked. He's shocked that nobody is stepping forward to fight this man. And so David offers to fight him. And David is not a military man. He has no training. And so what happens in this moment is we see that David starts to go and get ready to fight the Goliath giant. And Saul hears this and he tries to get David ready to fight. Let's see what happens. If we just bring up it on the screen, it says, then Saul clothed David with his armor. So Saul is giving David his armor. He put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. And David strapped his sword over his armor, and he tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. So David put them off. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose five smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. So what we see in this moment is that King Saul, who is this representation of leadership and strength and power, he comes and does what he can to try and support David. And he gives him his armor. But what was serving Saul as protection was actually a problem for David. It was too big. It wasn't his armor. It wasn't made for him. It's too heavy. And it became that problem. And this is what we see in this story, that before David ever faces Goliath, he faces something else. And it's the pressure to be somebody that he's not. And it doesn't start with this giant on a battlefield. It starts with him trying on a life that doesn't fit him. And so what happens is David essentially says, I can't do this. It doesn't fit. This isn't what it's meant to be. And he's not saying, I can't do this because Goliath is a giant that he's fearing. He's saying, I can't do this because the armor that he's been given is somebody else's identity. And so he takes the armor off and he picks up that which defines him. Five smooth stones and his sling. It's what he knew. That's who he was. David, the shepherd boy. See, God wasn't asking David to become somebody other than he was. He didn't need to be a miniature Saul. He's not asking him to be older, heavier, louder, more polished, more impressive. He simply asks him to trust him and bring who he is. Life can carry quiet pressures, can't it? To need to be somebody other than who we are. That unspoken expectation to present the ideal version of yourself. That we need to be stronger, more patient, more successful. Who we need to be with our friends. But the truth is this. You don't need to be somebody else for God to use us. We need to be who God has exactly made us to be, knitted together in our mother's womb, called with a purpose and a plan. And God says, will you make yourself available? God knows exactly who we are, and he's not waiting for us to become somebody other than who we are in order to work through our life. He has made us uniquely us, and as we step into being fully who we've been made to be, we get to reflect the glory of God in the unique way that he's made us to be. So in our church family, don't be anybody other than who God has called you to be and made you to be, because then you reveal God in that unique way that he has called you into. He works with real people in real situations, not idealized, perfect versions of ourselves. And so does that mean as we step into this world and seek to be used by God and loved by God and commissioned by God that we go in unprotected and we go in underprepared? No. If we move into the New Testament in Ephesians 6, what we see is that God gives us his armor. But unlike the armor that Saul gives, which was too big and cumbersome and didn't fit David's life, what we see in Ephesians 6 is that God equips us with an armor that suits life and prepares us for life. Let me read Ephesians 6. It says, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God doesn't say you need to pretend to be someone else to be safe in this world. You don't need to put on a helmet that doesn't fit. You don't need to live in a way that isn't really you and how God has made you to be. It's about being clothed in what is actually true and what God says is real and lasting, a faith that holds firm even when life is uncertain, Salvation that reminds us that we are already secure in God's love, no matter what may happen. A truth that keeps us steady when everything else in the world feels confusing and shifting. And a righteousness that gives us that integrity and that strength to live God's way, even when it feels hard. And it's an armor that doesn't restrict, doesn't weigh us down. It's something that we get to live into that frees us so we can live and walk and face life with the confidence of knowing who God is in us. And if you notice, right in the middle of that Ephesians 6, I haven't got time to unpack all of that armor, but in the middle of that Ephesians 6, Paul gets really, really practical. And he says, let's talk about feet for a moment. And maybe you can connect the theme. Let's talk about feet. With your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Paul starts talking about feet. Feet are the things that take us to places, aren't they? Without your feet, you're usually kind of quite static. See, we can believe all the right things in our head, but eventually life will ask us, where are you going? What are you doing? And Paul says, there is a peace of God that is like our footwear. It's not a peace based on avoidance or perfect circumstances. But he says it's a peace that's connected to like our feet. Have you ever tried walking barefoot on gravel? Parents, when your kids have got Lego, trodden on a piece of Lego. Oh. When you do that, you realize life can be sharp. Life can be painful. And so Paul says there's some shoes that you can put on. Now, if we had the budget, I would have bought everybody a pair of shoes. I'm sorry, we don't have the budget for that. So what we have done is we have bought some socks for everybody. And we've got a few. And if you're visiting or you won't be around next week, then we will give these out to you at the end of the service. And they'll be at the back there. For everybody else, we will have a pair of socks that have been designed by our young people that we will give out over the next few weeks. Because Paul connects peace to like putting on shoes. And as I said, we haven't got a pair of shoes, but we have got socks. And so what is that picture? That picture of putting on our socks. It's about being ready, isn't it? We put our socks on in the morning to be ready for the day. Paul says, be fitted with the readiness. Readiness to receive God's peace. Maybe there's some days where you're like, God, I need to be ready to receive your peace. I really need your peace today. As I put on my socks, will you help me be ready to receive your peace? Maybe for others, it's like, I want to give your peace today, God, but I've got to be ready. It's not just going to happen. I'm going to be ready to spot out moments where I can give your peace with a kind word, with a loving action, with sharing the hope that we have in Jesus, ready to carry him and his love into ordinary moments. Socks are not glamorous. Socks are not something we put on a frame and put on our wall and celebrate. They're mundane. They're part of how we get ready. And readiness isn't often dramatic. It's often quiet and daily and repeated. So that's why we want to gift you a pair of socks. Because as we get ready each day, and over the next couple of weeks when we give those out to you, if you want to take a pair today, some of them will have words, reminders. Some of them are celebrating fun things and they're jokey socks and you can put them on and just be reminded that we belong to this church family, a part of God's family. We're not in this world on our own. Promises, celebration of who we are, pictures of who God is, all on the socks. To remind us as we get ready each day that simple practice every morning of putting on a pair of socks, and maybe as we do, we say a prayer and we say, God, will you help me receive your peace today? Life, I need your peace today. I'm going to be ready to receive it. Maybe for others, it's God, make me ready to give your peace today. Help me be kind. Help me share your love. May not be complicated, may not feel impressive, but it is being available. And I think that's a little bit of what we saw in the life of David. David didn't say, I don't need this impressive armor. I've got 5 stones. I'm going to make myself available. And God used him. And we get to step into the story of God's peace with our feet being ready to receive and to give his peace. I want to invite the band just to come up and we're going to sing. And then we're going to pray together. And then we're going to draw our service to a close. But as we sing, why don't we this morning think about what it looks like just to be available, just to give who we are right now. No need to put on something that we're not, that God sees the depth of our heart. And so I want to invite you, if you're willing, if you're able, let's stand together. And on this Father's Day, we can give to him because he has given so much to us. And at the end of the service, I'll be at the back and you can grab a pair of socks if you'd like to. If you can wait until next week or the week after, if you're back around, then we can give you those then. But God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you that you have made us who we are. And as we are, we reflect and display your glory. We reveal your goodness. And I just pray that we would be fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. God, will you help us be ready to receive your peace? Help us to be ready to receive all that you have for us. As we put on our socks, metaphorically, in this moment, our availability, each morning as we get ready, we come with a readiness to receive your peace and to share your peace. So for those that need your peace right now, we just pray, Holy Spirit, will you come and meet? For those that are ready to share your peace, God, I pray you would come and fill and equip us.